The Blivets became a favorite on the Wichita band scene in the mid-1980s, with hook-laden, high-energy songs such as Caroline, Chainsaw, and Nothing to Wear. The quartet added a dose of Kansas flavor to the style of pop and punk-inspired music played by the leading bands of that generation, including R.E.M. and The Replacements. In that way, the Blivets picked up where one of Wichita's best-loved and best-known bands, The Embarrassment, left off. The band was founded by childhood friends Sean Nichols and Charlie Maxton, who served as the group's main songwriters. They were joined by bassist Mark Munzinger and, in the classic Blivets configuration, drummer Britt Rosencutter. When the band formed in 1985, it became part of a small but closely knit group of musicians who were writing, recording, and performing original music. Charlie Maxton remembers those early days.
It was a small scene, at least as far as people who were doing original music, you know. I guess you'd call it indie rock now. We didn't really know what to call it back then. Clyde Connor, Mumbles, they were both great bands. We had Legs Akimbo. It was a pretty cool little scene. I mean, people really helped each other out.
In a different life, she'd be a queen. Purple cape and long black limousine. That is how I would envision Charlene.
Maxton points to former KMUW DJs such as Terry Mott and Jake Uecker, and the long-defunct After Midnight program, which Rosencutter calls a catalyst for the scene. Another important crossroads for local music then, as now, was Kirby's Beer Store. The tiny bar at the corner of Holyoke and 17th Street has been one of the city's most important venues for emerging talent since the 1980s. Sean Nichols says that when he and the others auditioned for then-owner Richard Davies, there hadn't been a band with electric guitars on the stage.
So we had to play from 9 until midnight. Kirby's was a tavern at that time, so we had to have 3 hours worth of music after we'd been together for less than a year.
At one point, the band had over 250 songs to draw from for shows at venues such as the Why Not, the Coyote Club, and Woody's Back Door, venues that were prominent in the 1980s and early 1990s. Many nights, the group brought more than music to the venues. There was the issue of celery. Celery? Britt Rosencutter explains.
We had a large group of dancers at our shows, and we just felt that nutrition was an important thing. And, you know, celery's good.
Well, sometimes, as Sean Nichols says,
it always takes a while for the first person to come up and dance. And so nobody'd come up and dance for a while. And we said, we have celery here. You know, why don't you guys come up? And then you'd see one person go up and grab a piece of celery. And then pretty soon there's just stream after stream of person grabbing celery. And then about 15 minutes later, it's flying back to the stage. So I guess we hadn't thought that one all the way through.
Don't give the audience anything they can throw.
The Blivets came to an end in 1992 when Maxton moved to San Francisco, then Oregon. Munzinger made his way to Virginia while Rosencutter and Nichols remained in Wichita. Maxton has released music as a solo artist in recent years. Rosencutter and Nichols are members of the Wichita band Eyes, Eyes, Eyes. Munzinger had barely touched his bass for the last 18 years, but happily agreed to join in for the reunion show this weekend. The show will also unite the band with several other former members. There's also talk that maybe the quartet will reissue its two beloved but long out-of-print cassettes, Margaret and Golly Damn. But Maxton says plans don't stretch far beyond that.
We'll make the next record at the next 20-year reunion, I guess.
There you go.
You can see the Blivets perform at Kirby's Beer Store Friday evening. For KMUW, I'm Jed Bodwin.